This is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. History is a complicated subject. One could argue there's no event in history that is ever truly covered or documented to the fullest extent possible. Sure, even let's say you were at Trump Tower when President-elect Donald Trump first went down that golden escalator in 2015. We'll never really know what was going through his mind or Melania's mind or what the custodian and the coroner thought about all of this. All of this is to say the study of history is an endless task, and there's always finer detail to bring into focus. Enter Sherman Dilla Thomas. Known as the Chicago historian, Dilla bridges the history gap and highlights those finer details it's often harder to find in history books. That name might sound familiar to many of you. He was on the show back in 2022 to talk about his TikTok channel on Chicago history. And now he's back with a YouTube show called You Don't Know Shy. And as the description in the channel trailer says, You Don't Know Shy is about the history, culture, and impact of Chicago, featuring those from Chicago and those new to Chicago. Let's listen to a snippet from Dilla's first episode, now available on YouTube.
Yo, what's up? It's your favorite neighborhood historian, Dilla, reporting live from a Southside neighborhood. I'm excited, though, because I get to show you an amazing style of housing. It's called a Chicago bungalow.
Yo, Dilla, when'd you get on the block?
What up, brother?
Well, welcome to my father's house, AKA my great-grandmama's house. Well, come on in, man. Let me tell you a little bit.
So why do we stop building Chicago bungalows? A thing we shouldn't have stopped doing. We stopped building bungalows in the mid-1930s and following the Great Depression, we're not able to get our hands on the same types of materials that we formerly were able to get our hands on before the Great Depression.
This is your favorite neighborhood historian, Dilla. This is You Don't Know Shy. One thing to remember, though, that everything dope about America comes from Chicago. Greatest city on earth.
All right, the greatest city on earth. Again, the show is You Don't Know Shy, and its creator, Sherman Dilla Thomas, joins me now. Dilla, welcome back to the 21st show. Thanks for being with us today, man.
Oh, yeah, thank you for having me. Thanks for reaching out. Super dope of you.
All right, so I got to say, the production level on this new show is top notch. It's a big leap over the kind of grab-and-go style you started with on TikTok. Talk about what it takes to put this together.
First of all, it takes money. there's always that. My wife is not enjoying the Christmas season as she normally would because of the financial restraints I had to put in place to do this show. But no, I partnered with a production company called DigiFay. They're a local Black-owned production company here in Chicago that's done a lot of stuff with artists and activists. And I thought that the YouTube audience is a little different than the audience on TikTok or Instagram. You know, with TikTok and Instagram, you're mostly taking that stuff in on your phone. A lot of people who enjoy YouTube, they're watching that on their laptop or they're watching it at home on HDTVs. And so I didn't want to turn them off because the production value wasn't what they were used to when you're watching stuff on YouTube. So you know, it's three cameras, it's a whole lot of editing, it's a lot of work, but so far so good. It's been pretty rewarding.
Yeah, I'm definitely one of those people who watches YouTube on my regular TV, probably more than anything else at this point in my life, which is a wild commentary on where we are this year. But what inspired you to make this show then, to take this from the phone to the big screen?
Well, I was watching, like you, watching YouTube on my television at home. You know, particularly now, right, if you, like me, were a fan of Boardwalk Empires or Sopranos, any of that kind of stuff, you know, YouTube is now running, like, certain clips, certain episodes, people are making those posts. And then, you know, when you type in Chicago on YouTube, though, it's either something political and polarizing, or it has something to do with gang killings. You know, some dude from Omaha, Nebraska is gonna come do a day in the life with the Latin Kings or something stupid like that. And it just felt like, you know, the positive aspect of Chicago, the historic nature of Chicago, was missing from that medium. So I said, you know, if no one else is gonna do it, why not me? And that's what made me start the show.
So talk about some of the people you've talked to for the show so far.
Oh, man, we've been really lucky. We're right now, I'm in the process of getting ready to book Benny the Bull, which is hilarious because Benny doesn't do any talking, but I think his presence on the screen is going to be hilarious. First guest was Rhyme Fest. His name is Shay Smith. Professionally, he goes by Rhyme Fest. He was one of the writers of Jesus Walks, which is, you know, one of Kanye West's breakout hits. He wrote Glory with Common, which you know, won an Academy Award. And right now he just was elected as the first cohort of elected officials to the Chicago Public School Board. So it was great to sit and talk to him. We got to sit and interview and visit former Mayor Lori Lightfoot in Logan Square. We did an episode with Thomas Lennon out in Oak Park, Illinois. And then we just did, we're launching today, as a matter of fact, episode 2 with Mike Moreno Jr., who's a member of the Little Village Chamber of Commerce. He owns Ocito's Tap. He also owns Moreno's Liquor, which has been right there on 26th Street for, 40, 50 years. We're getting ready. I'm trying to get Mandy Patinkin on the show. I'm harassing his people every other day. It's going to be a broad spectrum of people, right? You know, local influencer by the name of Corporate, who has like 2.7 million followers on YouTube. We're talking to him. We're also going to get George Halas. He wants to wait to the George McCaskey. He wants to wait to the season's over with because, you know, the Bears aren't having the best time of it. But, you know, we're going to have him on the show. We're looking to do about 10 to 12 episodes per season. We're going to take this thing as long as we can.
Say, George Halas, man, that'd be quite a get, GSH himself. All right, so I got to ask, it sounds like you got a busy schedule. You used to have a day job with ComEd, right? A union job, keeping the lights on. Then they kind of got you into this PR gig, non-union, and then that took a turn. For people who haven't seen the story about this, can you just tell us what happened there?
Yeah, first you got to let me take my blood pressure pill because...
Yeah, sorry, man.
But no, it really sucks, man. I can't overstate how much I love working for ComEd. It was such a feeling of immediate gratification, right? And then the other part of it is when you tell the story out loud, I feel really stupid because as a historian, I've seen time and time again how somebody trusts corporate America to keep their word. And, you know, when the hell does that really happen? But the long and short of it was I was an area operator, which is basically a high voltage electrician. I worked in substations, worked on the downtown power grid. When my platform took off on TikTok and on Instagram, they came to me, not just they, but the CEO of the company came to me and he said, you know, I think your talents would be better suited if you became our digital content manager. At that time, ComEd was going through a lot of negative publicity with everything that's going on with the Michael Madigan case and the ComEd bribery case. So, you know, they thought that I would be able to put a positive light on the company, that I also would be able to assist them with making some really interesting content. And had it not been the CEO, had it been anyone else lower on the totem pole, I probably would have said no. But they told me that they were going to create this position. I asked, was it the type of position that's subject to budget cuts? They told me no. So begrudgingly, I took the position, you know, just because I'm very much interested in telling stories. There's a lot of history in the utilities. There's a lot of history out of Chicago as, you know, the 92 flood and so many other things. And so I took the gig and, you know, looked up 18 months later and I'm getting laid off and losing my medical benefits. My last day there was September 27th. And it really sucks. I come from a family that my grandpa worked at the same place for 30 years. My dad was a Chicago cop for 32 years. So I was looking forward to being there and getting a retirement watch, and yeah, they pulled the rug from up under me. Then they dangled a severance that was, you know, pretty disrespectful, but the severance also came with an NDA. And, you know, there was no way I wasn't going to tell the story of what happened to me, right? I'm a storyteller for a living. Here it is. But out of that, though, we launched the show. I'm still doing the neighborhood tours, which, if you're in Chicago, you can go to chicagomahogany.com and, you know, we'll take you through Bridgeport or Morgan Park or Bronzeville. You learn the history of these spaces.
You know, you mentioned, and we don't have to linger on this too much longer, but I mean, you mentioned that you kind of felt like, oh, maybe I should have known, don't trust corporate America. I wonder how this experience has affected your perspective on history, on the stories you tell.
You know, I feel more connected to the stories that I'm telling now. That's for sure. Particularly when it's the case of, say, somebody, having their talent, you know, used, right? I'm always talking about the blues or the jazz and I have those different sounds pioneered from Chicago or enhanced by Chicago. But part of that story is also a lot of those musicians that created the music. You know, they died poor because they trusted these record label and these record label owners to pay royalties or do certain things. So when I'm retelling those stories, you know, I can't help but to be reminded that I'm one of those people. And then sometimes there are stories of corporations here in Chicago that have done the right thing for people. I think about Montgomery Ward, and when Robert May created Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, he created it as a coloring book for the Montgomery Ward Company. And they made a ton of money selling Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer coloring books. And then when Robert May retired, as his retirement gift, they gave him the rights to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And that's when he and his brother-in-law created the Claymation movie that we all know and love. And so I also try to think about that, right? That there has been in this history of the city, corporations that has actually done the right thing for people. And so, you know, maybe that'll be the example for people to do what's right. Because doing what's right also is profitable too, right? You don't gotta, you know, I made about 50 videos for ComEd, and let's say you don't know Shy wins an Emmy. Well, you know, ComEd's going to run one of the videos I made for them on their Instagram page, right? Or on their like LinkedIn page. And, you know, I'm going to be looking at, you know, I'll probably be the only former employee that they're representing on their social page, right, man? That just ain't really cool. But like I said, there are, you know, I'm trying to be on the positive side of it and you know, be an example also for others. So, you know, my recommendation is if you got a safe bargaining unit job, really, really think hard before you decide to step away from that.
Oh, that's good advice right there. You know, speaking of good advice, you mentioned talking to Rhymefest, and there is something that's really stuck with me from that video, and it's the condition of his Grammy. And as somebody who like really takes care of my stuff and hates it when it gets a little scratch on it, can you just talk about the lesson he was trying to impart there?
Oh man, it was such a beautiful lesson. You know, he floored me when he did it. One, the show is, you know, unscripted, right? It's a very organic kind of flowing conversation where I'm really trying to, the focus of episode one is that Rhymefest lives in a bungalow, and I was teaching him the history of Chicago bungalows. And inside of his bungalow, he shows me his Grammy that he won for Jesus Walks. And, you know, if you're familiar with the Grammy trophy, it's like a record player and the needle is on the record. And it's supposed to be like fixed, and his wiggles and moves around. And he told me that his is broken up because when he takes it to schools, he lets the kids actually touch him. And, you know, kids are kids. So sometimes they drop them and scratch them and passing it to, you know, it's getting coughed on and sneezed on. And he said if it wasn't in that condition, he's not using it for anything. And I thought that was so powerful that, you know, what if a child wants to be a musician, any genre of music? And, you know, in a lot of instances, to win a Grammy for your art is the pinnacle of that particular, you know, position, right? And for him to have given kids an opportunity to touch a Grammy before they even ever make a song, right? Got to be inspiring. Got to be, you know, I want to do that again. I want to have my own Grammy. And what kind of work do I need to put in to make sure that happens, right? Like, just that exposure is so amazing. And I think that's why so many good things happen for Rhymefest, because he thinks like that.
Yeah, it reminds me of that Japanese concept. I think it's called wabi-sabi, right? Finding the beauty in imperfection and impermanence in our material objects. Dilla, it's been so great talking to you again. Where can tell people where can they find you again online? And you mentioned your bus company. Yeah,
absolutely. So on all social media platforms, my handle is the number 6, FIGGA_DILLA, 6 figure Dilla. Please find me on YouTube, subscribe to my channel, check out You Don't Know Shy. You want to book neighborhood tours, open to the public or for private groups, you and your family coming to Chicago, you can find us at chicagomahogany.com, MAHOGANY, chicagomahogany.com.
6 figure Dilla. I wonder how many people are going to get the Jay-Z reference to that, but thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, brother.
That is all the time we have for our show today. Coming up on Monday, RFK Jr.'s war on corn syrup could pit him against ADM and the many Trump voters who work for that company here in Illinois. We'll talk about that with a New York Times reporter based in Chicago who's been on that story. Plus, the contest to redo the Illinois state flag is down to 10 finalists. We'll review them with Ted Kay. He returns. He's one of the world's foremost experts on flag design. That's coming up Monday on the 21st show, which is produced by Anna Casey, Christine Hatfield, and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Coulson Khan. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again on Monday.